You're listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.
Welcome back. We have the great privilege of being joined once again by a friend and colleague I admire greatly. She is Catherine Gorka. She has contributed mightily to my personal understanding of much of the trouble we're facing, but also to that of a great many others, I believe. And I wanted to just say, Catherine, the work that you do at the Council on Global Security, which you co-founded and preside over, and your work at Breitbart News, and not least your important book that you co-edited, Fighting the Ideological War, Winning Strategies from Communism to Islamism, have been most inspiring and informative and helpful to me, and I appreciate them so much. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
I want to start with an issue that I discussed a moment ago with Charles Jacobs and we'll be discussing throughout the program, namely the president's approach to what he calls countering violent extremism, which will be on display, of course, at a White House summit tomorrow. What do you make, particularly against the backdrop of the murder of Christians that he will not bring himself to name, of the fact that he can't seem to name the jihadist enemies either?
Yeah, it's a major problem. You know, fortunately, more and more people are acknowledging it and discussing it. I think it really came into sharp relief with this latest murder of the 21 Egyptian Coptic Christians, where Obama, when he acknowledged it, wouldn't even acknowledge that they were Christian. And I think we're seeing the price of that in the failure of his policies, both in fighting ISIS, but in, quote, countering violent extremism. I mean, we're just not getting anywhere, it feels.
Yeah. One of the things the New York Times reports on today, apparently, is a story about how the administration is going to try to ramp up its social networking because it has, I guess, done such an appallingly poor job on that front, among others, at the moment that groups like the Islamic State are demonstrating considerable proficiency. Is this simply a technical or mechanical problem, in your estimation, Catherine, or is it a much larger symptom of a failure to want to come to grips with the problem? Catherine Gorka is our guest from the Council on Global Security. And Catherine, we were talking about the president's unwillingness or perhaps inability to address the reality of the threat we're facing. Charles Jacobs has talked about this as both denial and deception, to the extent that we've not, in fact, done a better job at it. Do you think more fundamentally there is a reason to believe that the administration, the president himself, does not comprehend what we're about or want to?
Yeah, I think it's not the mechanics. I think it's the substance. And the fact that we are not approaching this the right way is demonstrated by the utter failure of our, you know, information operations. It's not a lack of resources. You know, we're spending almost a billion dollars a year at the Broadcasting Board of Governors, which covers things like Radio Free Europe and Al Hura. They're doing nothing to counter ISIS. Then we've got the State Department countering terrorism communications, and they have, you know, the Facebook page, which has a paltry 10,500 followers. I mean, that's pathetic. And their hashtag, which I think is just meaningless, where they're saying to members of ISIS, think again, turn away. I mean, it reminds me of that really pointless campaign, just say no to drugs, right? I mean, whoever just said no because of that campaign. And in contrast, I mean, one of the things that I've been following is, for example, you have Christians, you have former Muslims who are messaging into the Muslim world, and some of the more prominent people in that community, they've got upwards of 1.5 million Facebook followers. And I think it's because there's real substance to their message, whereas the State Department, I mean, it's like a slap on the wrist. How do they think that they're going to get anywhere with that kind of messaging?
Yeah. Well, and more to the point, there is, at the moment, evidence that they're winning. I mean, these murders of Christians, a great many Muslims, and others wherever they can get their hands on them, whether it's in cafes in Denmark or whether it's in journals in Paris or whether it's in Syria and Iraq and elsewhere. And to the extent that they don't see pushback, effective, countervailing force, most especially being brought to bear, Catherine Gorka. You've documented, notably in your book, Fighting the Ideological War, that, you know, you need to have credibility as well as content. And in part that comes from the, you know, the resolve that you're demonstrating to use force if necessary, doesn't it?
Yeah, no, I think you're absolutely right, and we're not winning. I mean, ISIS is spreading farther afield, and now in this latest video, as well as some of the tweets that have come out subsequent, they've set their sights on Rome. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see what happens in Rome in the coming weeks. I mean, they have not been slowed.
Do you regard this as the focus of the problem, though, Catherine? I know you and your husband, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, have been very prominent in other settings and conversations talking about the global jihad movement. Is this not simply a manifestation of that movement? And is there a danger that we might become so preoccupied by what is admittedly a dangerous and difficult one to ignore the larger problem?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I think you're absolutely right about that. And yeah, I mean, we have, you know, the spotlight is on ISIS right now because they are certainly the most effective. But it's a much broader problem than that. And frankly, it's not just the violent jihadists we have to be concerned about, but it's the nonviolent jihadists. And that's why, you know, a policy like countering violent extremism really isn't going to solve the problem. Because it's not the violence that's really fundamentally the issue. It's the extremism. And it's everywhere right now.
Yeah. The ideology, they call it Sharia, the program that they're following. And you're so right. I tend to think of it not so much as nonviolent jihad, as pre-violent jihad. It's, you know, the kind of thing that the Muslim Brotherhood is doing while they create conditions under which they can engage in violence. And unfortunately, some of the people that the president is embracing at this countering violent extremism meeting, and certainly in previous meetings, have been Muslim Brotherhood operatives themselves, which is a further indication that we're on the wrong track for sure. Catherine, speaking of the wrong track, let me just ask you very quickly about a phenomenon that has been apparently surging here in the United States. Talk about this abhorrent practice of female genital mutilation by people who, it appears, generally are embracing this Sharia program.
Yes, that's right. Well, I don't know if the sharp rise in numbers is just a correlation to the sharp rise in numbers of Muslim immigrants, but reports have come out in the last few days that apparently the numbers are much greater than previously thought. I think the number quoted was approximately 168,000 women either had been subjected to it or were at risk of it. Now they're estimating more than 500,000, and it'll be interesting to see in the coming weeks. The Centers for Disease Control is apparently coming out with a new study, and that's the source of these numbers. And it's going to be interesting. I mean, that organization has a lot of credibility, and if they're coming out and saying this number is very high, I think it's going to do a lot to push back on the message that Obama is pushing, which is that, you know, this is just a religion like any other, and it's a religion of peace, you know, that kind of thing.
Well, I was struck there was a report in USA Today last week, Catherine Gorka, in which they cited a poll that had been done by an independent group, and they found that 44% of women polled found were very concerned about Sharia coming to America. And this female genital mutilation business, which not all Muslims practice, needless to say, and I guess not necessarily all who subscribe to Sharia do, but enough do, and 500,000 women in this country being subjected to it or at risk of it is such an abhorrent thought. It's unimaginable. Catherine, we thank you again for the great work you do at the Council on Global Security. Keep it up and come back to us again very soon. Next up, Andy McCarthy joins us. We'll talk with him about this violent extremism business and whether it's denial or deception. Straight ahead.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.